quite a few of you remarking on the velvet jackets. Let me speak to, I think it's Sean who's on line three. Sean, good morning.
How you doing, Frank?
Sean, these velvet jackets, let me explain. I've also had a conversation with Lauren. Lauren works with us in the building, and she would be possibly, I would say definitely, the most fashionable person I know. She's relatively young compared to other people who work on this programme, but she's got her finger totally on the pulse. And she says velvet jackets for blokes, including middle-aged blokes, are, to use her term, on trend. Okay, on trend. Would you wear a velvet jacket?
Well, before last night, I would have said no, but I was up at the Tom Robinson gig in the Empire. Won a few tickets off U105 actually, and Al Morris's show. And the lead guitarist had a black velvet jacket on, and he was the coolest dude in the place. But, and I would never have thought I would say that about a velvet. The last time I wore a velvet jacket was my communion.
What age now? Tom Robinson, you know, would be sort of my age, a bit older. What age was the guitarist, however?
I'd say he would have been 40, mid-40 to 45.
So he's a mature bloke. He's on there. He's setting a trend. He knows what's happening. He's wearing the velvet jacket. I mentioned this to Morris this morning, and he when he was a kid, he wanted a velvet jacket as well. There's something in every man that makes you want to wear velvet. And I think it's got something to do with your granny's curtains. You know, you feel so... Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel so cozy and so at ease, and then you know you just want to, I don't know, wrap it around you. And then when you get a bit older, you realize that if you go to certain places that might be a little bit questionable, and I don't think I've ever really been properly to a questionable place, but I've seen the insides of some places when you're on holiday, and there would be like crushed velvet, and it reminds me of, you know, just for want of a better term, a seediness.
Yeah, cringeworthy, like, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
So you don't know whether you want to embrace your granny or avoid the temptation of the red velvet on someone's chaise-longue, you know. So there's that thin line we're walking now as we go towards our Christmas parties. Simple question for you. Will you buy this season and wear a velvet jacket?
I might do, Frank, yeah.
Do you have one lingering from the 70s? No?
No, definitely not.
Some people do.
But I tell you what, it seems to be the young folk today, if they seem to be wearing like stuff that their grandparents used to wear. You know what I mean? Like old jackets, and all this stuff seems to be coming back, and you seem to be perceived as cool if you wear this. I see like the likes of students and that wearing like old-fashioned clothes, and they're making them look trendy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. This is the thing to do. Get your crushed velvet jacket, your velvet from the past, get it out, maybe throw it into the dry cleaners, get it on. If Lauren's impressed, then, you know, you've won the battle, because she's impossible to get across in terms of fashion. So, I've got a bit of velvet. I have. I will wear my velvet. 90333105. I'd like a female opinion on it, however. Should middle-aged men be wearing velvet? Do let us know. 90333105. 90333105 is the number. Simple question. It is the Christmas party period. Lots of people will be going out. Do you believe that men, and I'm talking me, okay, we'll personalise it so as it's handy for you to either compliment or insult. At your leisure. Okay, 90333105 is the number. Should I wear a velvet jacket? Caroline's on this line. Morning, Caroline.
Morning, Frank.
Are you talking safety or velvet?
Oh, velvet.
Velvet.
Just a wee tip for you from a stylist point of view.
Hold on, Caroline. Wee tip for you from a stylist point of view. I need to brace myself here, right? I need to straighten my shoulders, and I need to take a deep breath. I feel criticism coming on. Oh,
no,
dear.
No,
I'm braced. Hit me with it. Hit me.
No criticism. I know you. And yes, the answer is, of course, you can wear a velvet jacket. Deep blue or a burgundy. Stay away from the black. Single breasted. clenched in at the waist would be absolutely gorgeous on you. But a wee tip, Frank, the previous caller said how he noticed students wearing velvet from the past or old-style jackets. You can get away with that when you're young, wearing vintage, but when you're a little bit more mature, go for the new garment. Because new velvet and new styles are never the same.
This is true. I understand what you're saying. So if I have a velvet jacket from the past and it isn't actually kissing my midriff, if it isn't showing off my buttocks when I walk, I need to get it taken in.
No, give it to the charity shop.
Can I go? Hold on.
Give it to the charity shop. Honestly, it's
we have the best taker inner. You've never met the lovely Linda Cullen who works here on the radio. She lives two lives. She's an outstanding radio presenter who is a font of knowledge for music. But she can also blindfold. She could make a dress. Oh, it's incredible to watch her. You know, sometimes she's here on the radio playing the tunes. She's got the knitting needles out, the sewing machine. You know, it's just such a skill watching her at her hobby. And her style, and
she comes from a
family of, you know, thimble users. I could go to her any time, and she could make my jackets look brand new. Should that not be the next step?
So you're very lucky to have somebody like that who mightn't charge you a fortune, but take the average person of round about your age, the average guy who doesn't have a lady like that at her right hand, and he takes his jacket to the dressmaker. She has to take it all apart and remake it, and he'd pay the price of a new jacket.
This is true.
The styles are completely different, Frank. The only person who can get away with that vintage, you know, grungy style is the young guy at college or the young guy in his 20s. More mature, go and buy a new one.
Be honest with me, Caroline.
Yes, I will.
And other men of my age who are about to go out for the one night in the year they go out, the Christmas party, should any of us honestly be next or near velvet?
Absolutely, Frank, and it depends how you wear it. Say for example, your lovely wife buys you that velvet jacket. What are you going to wear with it?
Well, I wouldn't wear velvet trousers.
Thank you. And what else are you going to wear?
Well, I'd like to think, you know, if I was wearing a velvet jacket, that I would have, you know, really tight, figure-hugging jeans with ripped knees.
No.
No?
You're too old for that, Pat. A nice pair of indigo, well-fitting jeans. Not too narrow, but also, obviously, not flared. Straight cut leg, really well fitting. Put the money in a good pair. And a nice white shirt with your deep blue velvet jacket or your burgundy. And you will look the part.
What about jewellery? How big should my medallion be?
You keep your jewellery for your wife. No jewellery.
None. None at all.
Absolutely none.
Not even a linked chain round the neck?
Nope. Not even a collar. Keep the collar for the dog and the chain for your wife.
You see, I'm absolutely with you. I can't understand fellas who dress like Derek Trotter.
Tell you what, Frank, if they want any advice, you just send them my way.
Are you a professional?
Yes, you know me.
Do I know you? This is Caroline.
Yes.
Well, what's your company, Caroline?
Style World.
Ah, for goodness. Do I know you? Like John Wiley with the Met Office, I honour you, I admire you, I worship you.
Style and grace, that's a very important name, Frank. Do it with style and do it with grace.
Do you ever like watch the TV sometimes and think, there's Frankie, neither has style nor grace?
No, Frank, I think you're actually very good. I really do think you're good.
Ah, you're so sweet. Listen, on that positive, I'm going to say thank you. Caroline, you've made my day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, black velvet apparently isn't the one to wear. Black velvet, Indeed, right. I think that's a different thing altogether, Black Velvet. Right, good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day. Good morning to you. Quite a few of you commenting on Velvet. There's an interesting one. I'm not sure whether it's from a bloke or a girl. It's from a bloke who wears velvet at night. He says, "I only wear velvet in the bedroom."